John, how tough is this considering the strides that this offense seemed to take today, and what is it going to take for this team to learn how to win?
You know, it hurts. Obviously, when you start tasting a little, you know, victory throughout the game, you start riding that, and you start remembering all the things that go into winning and how it all is about getting towards that win. And when you don't get to that at the end of the game, it hurts. You know, what it takes to get back to it is continuing to work. You know, you got to continue to grind. You got to understand that there is a bigger message. There is light at the end of this tunnel, and that you know, if we continue to put forth the effort that Coach continues to ask out of us, we'll get over this hill.
What were you thinking on that last pass? Could you just take us through that play?
Yeah, you know, went over to my first read in Josh on a slant. They bracketed him. They brought a safety over. By the time I wanted to get over to number two, it was time to escape the pocket and try to, you know, use my feet. Start running right. The guy had good leverage on me. Was able to reverse fields there. And on my way back to the left, I was able to see Rashard Higgins spin off of his guy and having an opportunity to go down and make a game-winning touchdown. One of the better players in this league was able to reverse fields with me, get his hand on my arm, left the ball in the air, and they were able to make a good play on the ball.
Do you think if Clay doesn't hit your arm, you get Rashard for a touchdown?
Yeah, I think that you strike up the band there, and you enjoy our first win of this year.
Do you think Josh got held?
You know, there's a lot of action that happens within 5 yards in this league. That's what the better corners do. You know, that's obviously a subjective call on whether or not you want to figure out if that one is a hold or not.
Does this one, I know they all hurt, but does this one hurt even more than usual because you played so well and you were so close and almost had this one?
Yeah, like I said before, you know, all the work that we put in each week from April all the way until now is about winning. And when you get, you know, close to that, it hurts a little bit.
Something like that after a game like this one?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, to be reassured that the guys in the locker room with you or have your back is always a good thing.
Did he have any specific message?
Yeah, we'll keep that between us.
Is that the first time you've had something like that as beyond just your coach?
No. You know, those conversations happen with the front office pretty much after every game. But it's obviously a unique situation to have a guy who's been in this position to come in and have that conversation with you from a general manager position.
Do you think, Deshaun, that this was your best game until that last pass?
It's hard to say. We'll go back and watch the film and see what opportunities we had there to make some more plays and, you know, reevaluate where I'm at and the strides I was able to take in that game.
Did they do anything to take away Josh after that really hot start for him?
Yeah, you know, they went to, two guys over the top with guys playing man underneath for quite a bit. They had that in their back pocket all year. We saw quite a bit after we came out and got a quick start going. There's obviously some opportunities within that style of defense to go and make some big plays that we weren't able to make.
Did you think David had that catch that they challenged?
I did. I don't know what they see on that iPad, but from what we were able to see, it looked as if David's hand was under the ball as it was underneath. You see hundreds of those replays throughout the year, and anytime you come back, unless there's something that looks like it's decisive, typically it goes to the call that was made. And to see that was overturned from the angle that we saw looked a little fishy.
Things were going well, and you felt the stadium rocking, and you guys had shades on the sidelines, and everybody was having a great time. Did you feel like this is how it can be, and this is how it's supposed to be?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, once again, we put in a lot of work for this. You know, we go out and we grind for hours and hours and hours, and you know, we go from training camp or from OTAs to training camp to obviously preseason and into season for these moments. For those touchdowns, for those celebrations. And the next step is to feel a win, you know, and I think that those celebrations will go times 10 when we do win. But it's about continuing to put in effort, following the lead of our head coach, and on the offensive side, following the lead of our offensive coordinator, who happens to be the same guy, and continue to have the energy that we have and try to get over this hill.
You knew after the overtime play, and you put your head, hands on your head, was that because you thought you had to go for the
Yeah, person? I mean, Rashard spins off of his guy. We go into scramble mode. I could feel Crow running down the sideline with one option, but a quicker and easier throw down the middle. You feel that if they make that play, you're going to come off and you're going to be rewarded for all the work they put in, even specifically on that play, you know, reversing fields and making things happen. But obviously another unfortunate event happens to us, and unfortunately we're sitting here with another L.
What's Hugh's message to you?
Continue to work. Come back in on Wednesday, play against a good AFC North opponent, and try to ride this wave. I think this season can go one in two ways now. At 0-13, we're not playing for playoffs. We're playing for momentum. We're playing for an opportunity to set something for this offseason so we can come back next year and get to the goals that we want to get to. That's one option. Another option is to come back out here, play out the next three games and try to reset over the season. I think that as a team, we've made a decision that we want to allow this last three games and obviously this game today to create some momentum going into this offseason and obviously go try to spoil some dreams for other teams who are out there trying to play the playoffs.
In John Dorsey's first game here, do you think you showed him some things about what he can be as a quarterback?
Yeah, every time I step out on the field, whether it be practice, whether it be a game, it's about doing whatever I can to prove to my teammates and to this whole organization who I am as a quarterback and as a competitor. I look forward to being in Cleveland for a long time, and I look forward to winning for a long time. Every time, once again, I step out there, and every rep that I get, it's about making sure that everyone knows exactly who I am.
Deshaun, because you guys haven't won yet, and you're so young, when the lead starts to get away in the fourth quarter, can you feel the doubt creeping in?
Nah, every time we step out in the field, I see smiles. I see guys who are hungry to go make a play, and I think that's what keeps us going. That's what keeps us fighting. I don't think there's a game this year that we didn't fight throughout the whole game. And now it's about just making sure that fight leads to points. That fight leads to big plays and opportunities to get down and score points.